Hallelujah! Washington has finally heard the people's cries for jobs. In an urgent bipartisan push, Democrats and Republicans have passed the JOBS Act. At last, jobs for all, right? Well, not right away. Certainly not for all. Maybe none. You see, the new law itself doesn't create a single job for the tens of millions of unemployed and underemployed workers in our land of the rich. In fact, the accent on the JOBS acronym should be on BS. Will it surprise you to learn that the word jobs isn't even included in the title? Instead, JOBS stands for Jumpstart Our Business Startups. Yes, while it was rushed to passage without any public hearings in the name of hard-hit American workers, all of the benefits go to corporate and financial hucksters who beg Congress to roll back financial disclosure and anti-fraud rules that were designed to protect investors, consumers, and taxpayers. It's just another tinkle-down economic scam written by and for Wall Street fraudsters. The law makes it easier for them to raise cash for their new business schemes by deceiving investors about the risk of losses, the true financial condition of the enterprise, and the amount of capital being raked off by executives. Free us from those pesky old regulations, say the hucksters, and we'll attract speculators for corporate startups that, if they succeed and don't set up operations offshore, could possibly someday create a few low-wage American jobs. But don't hold us to that job thing. This is Jim Hightower saying, sure enough, Washington's Wall Street hugging politicos did not. Instead, they merely passed a bill upping the likelihood of more financial swindles without even getting a promise from the swindlers that America will get some good jobs in return. The Jobs Act should be called the Robs Act.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.